Christy Andrew, the business manager of Ringle Schools, presented the budget to the board. She says ultimately the budget is shrinking, but this upcoming year looks okay.
At this time, we're not anticipating any decreases in staffing. This budget is a zero budget, and we are rolling forward positions as they are in the current fiscal year.
A zero-based budget means that the school district takes accountability with the funds they have for that certain school year. Andrew says it took several years to get to this point. They carefully planned with the incoming funds they received throughout that time. Superintendent Bill Burr says that the school district anticipates getting less funding from the state due to a decrease in student population and inflation. For fiscal year 25, they carefully created a budget without considering if the state of Alaska would approve an education funding increase. Governor Mike Dunleavy had vetoed education funding before, and he ended up doing it again with the most recent bipartisan educational fund increase proposal, known as Senate Bill 140. The district has close to $5.2 million in revenue, but they anticipate spending $5.8 million next year, which leaves a $600,000 deficit. The district has been able to save more in recent years because of a waiver that was given during the pandemic, which allows the schools to have more than 10% held in savings. Without the waiver, districts have a 10% limit. The state statute will go back to the limit in June 2025. Superintendent Bill Burr says this will have a big impact in the years to come. It means that if no funds are added throughout the year, the school district could be in big trouble for fiscal year 26.
Right now, we're anticipating having a fund balance that's in good shape. However, we're just like a savings account, we're anticipating having to spend half of our savings next year just to break even.
What this means is that if anything unexpected comes up, like major maintenance or an emergency, the school district has to pay for it out of their limited reserve. Burr says that as long as the schools continue to get support from the city at the maximum contribution at $862,000, and if the federal grants don't drop off, they'll be okay.
If we suffered through another year of flat funding, we would have no reserve because the cost would continue to rise on everything. Every time that we're spending money, it costs more. That's not uncommon.
He says the school district cannot operate in a deficit. Burr says if they have no reserve, they would have to make cuts.
Which is not where we want to be. That's why it was devastating to have the latest joint session and come up one vote short. To break even in the Wrangell Public Schools for next year, we would need an increase in base student allocation of $1,000.
He says the $1,000 per student would help the school stay static and they would not need to dip into their reserve. He says that in order to save money that doesn't involve personnel actions, they would have to justify costs.
Let's make sure that it's something that we're using and that it's a price that we can continue on. So when something comes and crosses my desk, I ask those questions, primarily, are we using it? Is it a value? And let's see what we have.
This includes bringing in outside contracting, such as the previous E-rate they brought in, an affordable federal information and telecommunications program for schools and libraries. Burr says the school values art and music, and he doesn't anticipate cutting any classes or staff to save costs. The second budget draft will be presented at the next school board meeting on April 15th. Burr says he hopes to have a joint meeting with the city and borough of Wrangell before turning in the second draft on May 1st. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.